Myślę.
I said there is Rabbeinu is writing here in that to achieve Yir'ah from Hashem, fear from heaven, in the most perfect way, it's an aspect of three straight lines. First of all, that you're going to have fear from heaven, fear from his rabbi, and fear from his parents, I think, from his father. And when there is a wise man of the generation that he's got worthy students, proper students, and the students are
complete,
so the year of the fear from heaven is perfect. It means that the fear that's in the generation from heaven depends in the wise person of the generation. If the wise person of the generation he's got that merit that he's got, for sure he's got fear from heaven. So he's got also worthy sons and worthy students. So then in that generation the Yira, the fear from heaven, is perfect. Also need to have perfect sons and also perfect students. Rabbeinu is writing in the fourth Torah, in the second part of Likutei Moran, How Rabbeinu is saying how we can achieve, accomplish the fear from heaven by the revealing of the will, By reveal your own will, you can have fear from heaven. By that you reveal the will. Like that it's written that Hashem is keeping the will of the fruit. So by the will, the Yira is being revealed. What it means that the will been revealed? Means that by that it's been revealed that it's all happening only by Hashem Yitbarach's will, because Hashem wanted it to be alone, only by Hashem. So there is no one that's going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do, what to make. And also that everything that happens with the man, it's only because that Hashem wanted it to happen, because he, Yitbarach, created everything according to his own will, and there is no dividing in it, and he's keeping everything and gives life to everything because of his will, and there is no obligation from the side of nature to know reality. So why a man receives fear from heaven because of that knowledge? Because then he knows that in this world there is reward and punishment, because Hashem is doing everything according to his will. So if he's going to behave well, he's going to have a reward in this world. And if he will act bad, he's going to be punished in this world. From that a man receives Yir'ah. Fear. That issue of to believe in your own powers means power, lack of faith, and it's so stuck inside the heart of every people, very strong. This is the reason why the man doesn't believe in the will. He doesn't believe that the main thing is the will. Because he
believes.
Bottom line, I'm not doing, so I'm not worthy. This is what that he sees. He's judging himself according to what that he's making. And what that he's not making, able to do. So on that, this is nothing, it's a failure. But the man should know that the secret of free choice It's the will.
So now,
that a man,
also
when he's not able to do nothing, they're going to judge him according to his will. Even that physically he cannot make nothing. They will not going
to
release him and not going to judge him on his will. They're going to judge him on his will. Because the will is in the hand of the man always, always. There is no reality like that the will of the man is not in his hands. A man can have that will. You cannot do all right, but to want you can always want. This is the secret of free choice, that what? That a man should know that he should want everything that is the will of Hashem. Without thinking if he's able to do it, can do it, he's got the possibility to do it or not. You should know, you should want, because it's the will of Hashem and you want it. Because it's the will of Hashem. For sure that in the will there is a certain danger. What's the danger? That a man will want huge things that actually is not able to do them. And he will fall to sadness after it. He's going to say, I want and I'm not able to do that. Here we need to clarify, to have that knowledge on that issue. The Midrash Yalkut Shimoni is written that there are four kings, that every one of them was in a different level. David HaMelech, he said, I'm going to chase after my enemies and I'm going to reach them, and I will not going to come back until I'm going to destroy them all. And this is what that really happened with David. David HaMelech was chasing and killed. He made it, he succeeded. All everything that he wanted to achieve. Asa, he said, the second king, he said, I don't have the power to kill. I'm just gonna chase. And you're going to kill Hashem. You're the creator, you're going to kill. I'm going to chase, you're going to kill. And this is what that happened with him. Yehoshaphat, third king, he said, I don't have the power to kill, and I don't have the power to chase. I'm going to sing, and you're going to kill. And this is what that happened. Hezekiah said, fourth king, I don't have the power not to kill, I don't have the power to chase, and I don't have the power to sing. I'm going to sleep in my bed and you're going to kill. And this is what that happened. In that night, the angel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and killed the camp of the enemy. That Midrash is a wonderful understanding on that subject of the ability of the man to do. It means David HaMelech was in the highest level of them all. Actually, it looks like that Chizkiyah was higher than him. Look at Chizkiyah. He had the faith that was stronger than everyone. He's not doing nothing. He lets Hashem to do everything. He's going to sleep. And you, Hashem, going to do everything. And this is it. He's going to sleep on his bed. And you're going to do everything. So it looks, on top of the surface, it looks like that Chizkiyah was higher than David. He doesn't do no hishtadlut at all. He's not doing nothing. He lets Hashem do everything. But actually, it's not true. Because like that, the man going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sleeping and you're going to put tefillin. Why? What's the connection? When there is an obligation, So a man cannot say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen,
what can I do, I don't
have the power, I'm going to be asleep and you're going to learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to pray, I'm going to sleep. It's exactly the same. There was a mitzvah over there. It was a war of a mitzvah. And in a mitzvah, a man should keep it with his hands. This is why David HaMelech was in the highest level. He said, I'm going to chase, and I'm going to find them, and I'm going to kill. And I know that it's all you. It's all you. It's the highest level, because David HaMelech, he was all prayer. He said, I am prayer.
So,
he that he was supposed to, maybe he was supposed to say, I'm just going to pray. I'm going to pray, I'm not going to, I'm going to pray that I'm going to put tefillin, I'm not going to put, but there is a mitzvah, you should pray and to keep the mitzvah. David HaMelech, he was all prayer, he was so humble, he had vessels to know that every breathing, every movement, it's Hashem doing. Because the danger is when a man is doing and he doesn't have the vessels, so the actions are rejecting him from Hashem. He's receiving arrogant. Because he's thinking to himself, I made it. To do and also to get closer to Hashem, this is the highest level. Yes, to do and to know that it's all Hashem. And to stay glued to Hashem Bach. If a man received a little drop of arrogance, Hashem is saying, I cannot live with him in one place. Because he disconnected himself from Hashem. Asa said, I don't have the power to fight, to kill. Not physically. I don't have the spiritual power of that I'm going to kill and I'm going to know that you killed them. I'm going to kill and I'm going to when I'm going to kill, I'm going to feel that I killed them. This is why I'm just going to chase this. I have that ability. I can still hold that. It's in my powers to chase. And you're going to kill, and I'm going to know that you've done it all. This is something that's in my ability. It's in my power to live my humility like that, that I'm chasing. But if I'm going to kill, I will not going to live. I'm going to have that feeling that I made something, and then I'm going to be far from you, and I don't want it. This is what it means, I don't have it in my power. I'm going to be arrogant, so I'm going to be far away from you. Yehoshaphat said, even if I'm going to just chase, immediately I'm going to have that feeling, here you chase, they were afraid of you, and look, and you made it. I'm going to have those thoughts immediately of arrogance, that I'm saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't have that power, not to chase and not to kill. And the third one said, I'm only going to sing. I'm going to say gardens of gratitude. I'm just going to praise you. Praise Hashem. This is my power. I'm going to go with thanks and praises. And you, this is in my abilities. I will not going to have that thought to think, no. This I can stand in that. In that knowledge that you made it all, I can through praises. And I'm going to stay glued to you. But if I'm going to do something physically, immediately I'm going to have that feeling, point of thinking on my own powers, and I'm going to be far from you. Chizkiah said, I am my condition. I cannot put no effort. Even the smallest thing, to praise, I'm immediately going to be arrogant. Even if I'm going to praise you, I'm going to be arrogant. So I'm going to sleep. To pray, I'm going to say, oh, I prayed and Hashem answered my tefillot. I'm not able to do nothing. I cannot achieve nothing. You, I know that you're doing everything. You're defending Am Yisrael. So please, defend it. Do it. I'm going to sleep. This is it. 4 levels of those. This is the condition that every man should have, that he's praying on the will. Actually, I am praying that I want, and I want to believe, and I want to serve Hashem, and to scream a few hours, and to sing in the morning songs. And I want, and I want to sit, and on, all of the goodwill. Okay. To want, you have to. Also, to pray on the will, you have to pray on the will. That you're going to have the merit to keep and to achieve everything. In every attribute, from every last, to succeed in learning Torah, on everything we should pray, and to want and to pray. But you should prepare yourself that Hashem is going to give you only according to your abilities. If you don't have vessels at all, you are not going to receive nothing. You're going to stay only in the will. If you're going to receive something, you're going to be here arrogant. Here I achieved, and me, and me. So don't do nothing. It's better for you. As long as you're doing and you think that you are the one that is doing, don't do it. Stay with the will. You're going to stay friends. You're going to stay glued to me. And don't do. Sit, relax. But if you're going to have more vessels, you're going to succeed to do something. We're going to help you to do succeed, to do something. With vessels, you're going to contain everything. What's the vessels that you're going to do, and you're going to stay with that feeling that it's all Hashem done? You're going to stay glued to Hashem. That the success will not going to reject you from Hashem. All of that issue is so far from people that they're going to leave that point, through that point, that they're going to have that point inside of their lives. That understanding that a man doesn't have no power to do nothing. Really, really. Even on things that it looks like he's able to do them, so the main thing he is losing, because he's doing it without a will. The main free choice is the will. The will is that you want Hashem. You want, and you're praying, and you have desire for something holy. You want. You want Hashem. This is the reason that a man, people are not happy all of the time. Because as long as a man looked at himself and he sees he's not succeeding, nothing is going on, and he's not satisfied with what it is going on in his life, going through in his life, if he would have that merit to leave that issue of the will, he would be always happy. Because always he would see, I just want, and I want, and I want. What if I haven't succeeded? I don't have the vessels to receive it. So I'm the aspect of Chizkiah the king. I'm not able to do nothing. But I want. And Hashem Yitzbarach is judging the man according to his will. And what that's in the hands of the man, it's his will. Not the physical actions. It can be that a man is doing a lot more and another person that is doing less. And in heaven they're going to say that the one that had a strong will and done less, he achieved a lot more, 1,000 times more than the one that was very strong in actions. The level of the man will be decided, and the trial on the man, it's only according to his will. And have to penetrate it into the hearts. That really, that subject of the will. And another thing, that issue of thanks, to walk with praises and thanks, to sing. I asked from Rav Brizel. He told me that someone came to him and started to tell him his troubles. So Rav Brizel, he sang to me, I didn't know. How a man that doesn't have no hands, no legs, no heart, nothing he doesn't have, and he's talking, It's a wonder. He didn't understand that person. He's saying he doesn't understand that person. What he's talking to him, Rav Kuzel. And he's telling him, because I see here something wonderful. A man that doesn't have nothing, and he's talking. So he doesn't understand. So that person didn't understand. So he told him, if you would say, thank you Hashem that I have hands, thank you Hashem that I have ears, thank you Hashem that I have coat, I have a hat, and I have also troubles, I would listen to you. But now you're just telling me your troubles, so you don't have nothing. So it's a wonderful thing. How you? There is no human being here. You don't have legs, you don't have hands. You're not a human being. Start saying thank you on your shoes, on what that you do have. After you're going to say thank you on what that you do have, then you say also you have also troubles. All right, I can understand it. Amen. He doesn't have nothing. And he's got only troubles. Such a wonder thing. Only troubles, you have problems, this is it. It's written in the Holy Zohar that darkness, only the evil people, the wicked people, the Rashaim, only they cannot see Hashem. So the Midrash Tanchuma is saying, I once read it to you, who is a man that is wicked, called wicked? Someone that is not saying thank you. Just he called wicked. From that, we can understand why a man, he doesn't see Hashem. Because he's not going with thanks. Because if he would say thank you Hashem on the coat, so inside the coat he can see Hashem. He's saying thank you on the chair, he's saying thank you. He can see Hashem. Here is Hashem, that Hashem gave me a seat to sit on. Here is a table. I can see Hashem. Thank you on the kippah. So he sees Hashem. Here is Hashem. Here is the kippah. He doesn't have no blocking. He's got complete faith. The Zohar HaKadosh is saying, who is a wicked man? Someone that he doesn't have. The Midrash Tanchuma. Who is the one that doesn't see Hashem? The one that is not saying thank you. The one that is not going with thanks and praises. So he cannot see Hashem. But now, when after we mentioned those thanks, to connect them to that issue that we talked about, that is the will. The biggest gift is that a man gonna know that the will you should reveal, like that I told you, sit alone, sit, relax. Forget that you have past. Forget that you have future. Why? That you will not going to be confused. That you're going to be able to recognize your will and not be confused, thinking about his past, and he's starting to think he's got worries on the future. Forget it all. Stand in front of Hashem. Think, what do you want? You're going to see that you just want to be as the will of Hashem Yitbarach in a perfect way. If you're going to forget your past, and all of your lackings, why you have sorrow? Because you have will. You wanted to succeed and you failed. A man should look to find his own will. This is the point, that a man really going to be glued to Hashem always in happiness, he should look only on his will. And then it's going to be very easy for him to see the real me of him, that he just wants Hashem. Not only when he's succeeding, also in the failures, when it doesn't go like he wants, he's failing, it's hard for him. If you're going to observe on the inner side, you're going to see that you're going to find a lot of good will over there. And this is the main thing. This is you. This is what that you want. And this is a very strong point that I want to develop it. And what that I wanted to connect it to the thanks and the will, to say thank you on the will. Say thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Thank you that I want you. I want this and I want that. Thank you. He doesn't count it as important that he doesn't evaluate the will. So he's judging himself only according to his actions. I done it? No. I haven't done it, so it's not easy. The actions, like we explained, there are four levels. Sometimes you don't have the tools, the vessels to make, to do. Here, look, four kings. Everyone admit on the truth, I'm not able. This is not in my powers. I don't have the power. I don't have the power. It's not in my powers. But to want, I can want. To want, I can want. By the merit of Rabbeinu, really, the main way of getting closer by the wisdom of Rabbeinu and Rabbi Natan, they said that the main way of getting closer to Rabbeinu. To get closer to Rabbeinu is by the will. The Rabbeinu said, "Aikar haratzon." The main thing is the will. It's very important that a man. I thought about it this week that a man is going to have going to work every day something that, like we said, that half an hour every day someone is praying, everyone is praying on the Kedushat HaBrit, so also need to have a certain frame, something to obligate a man to work every day, to work on that issue of the will, to want, because there is such a yetzer hara on that, that is blocking that will, because we got used to that, to judge everything according to our actions, and the will doesn't count nothing. We have passed long period of time without counting the will at all, like it's not existed also. It doesn't have no importance. So because of that, because of the importance of the will, we have to make a certain time that a man always going to work on that every day. Have to pray on it. We have a rule, and you know today, and you should bring it into your hearts. In those lessons that we learned, we received a certain knowledge. How are we going to bring it into the heart? Daily work that is going to penetrate into the heart. The faith on the will, to believe in the will. Rabbi Natan calling it the faith of the will. To believe in your own will, that you want Hashem. To penetrate it into the heart, real deep. That everyone going to have. Everyone going to have a daily memory on that, reminding himself on it. It's very important also. We need to find ways how to grab our minds to remember that, to think on that. It's very important when a man knows parts of the Torah by heart. A man that can learn one word after the other to memorize, praiseworthy. But even if a man knows only a sugya and he knows how to explain what was going on in that sugya, even if he doesn't know one word after the other, he just understand what was going on in that sugya. It's very important. Every knowledge on the Torah, it's a success of the spirit. that a man always going to be connected to Hashem through the Torah, through prayers, through praises. If a man have the merit to learn Likutei Moran by heart, what a merit is that to know another Torah by heart, another Torah by heart. Like we said, a man learns Gemara to learn the Gemara by heart. If not the words, so the Sugiyot. It's very important that a man always gonna be in touch with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who is asking, there is an atzeret today, prayers in the Kotel HaMaravi, and I have a rule. Every time when people are going to pray, we have that obligation to take a part in that. If people are going to pray, really, there is something better than that, and even more so when really people, Am Israel, they really need the world of Torah. They need a lot of good things to happen, to cancel a lot of judgments. But we can see, and we're not talking bad prophecies, but we can see that Am Israel are under a war, spiritual war, that there is now. And it affects. There are yeshivot, Talmudei Torah that have been closed, yeshivas that have been closed. It's not a war of a private person. And I wanted to say that everyone should go tonight at 7 p.m. There is Ma'ariv in the Kotel HaMaravi. Everyone are obligated to go. Everyone to take a share, to have a share in those prayers. To cancel the spiritual decrees that there are. Every prayer is very important. Every place that people are going to pray. We're not going to protest demonstration. We're not going. Only when people are gathering to pray, we're joining. Like what Mordechai said, go, gather all Jews all together to cancel the horrible decree from Am Israel. What Am Israel are doing, what Esther told them to do. Go, gather. It's very important. Also the single guys, not only the married people, go to the Kotel. Hashem is going to give us the merit to be partners in every good thing that there is. Moshe said that we should go to do distribution of Hatzah over there. So Rav said everything is important, but when we need to go to pray, we need to go to pray. You can gain two things, also to pray and also to distribute. Next week, the guy is going to go to make distribution in Yavne. And there is a dinner over there in Rabban Gamliel's tzir. The Tana is alive and exists. He's making dinner. Everyone should go. All of the new guys, old guys. Once a month, it's very good. This is good. We're going to have distribution. How much we're talking about thanks and praising Hashem. A man should have that will, to have that merit, to say songs of the morning, even not every morning, once in a while. Wish every day, songs of the morning. It's told on the brother of Rabbi Chaim Mivolozhin. He needed a book that was under a very heavy box, and he asked for three people to lift it. That only three people could lift the box. So he said, it's not in heaven. And we were supposed to achieve it even if the Torah was across the sea. And he lifted the box alone. And I heard from Rav Yoshua Cohen that he was very thin and small, and he jumped very high, very to take out that book. Not that it was under a box, a very heavy. You see by that, what's the will of, the power of the will? That the man is getting stronger, strengthening himself on the will. He can do things beyond his powers at all. We're saying in the prayer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to see the ashes of Yitzchak Avinu like it's on top of the altar. So bottom line, how can it be? There is no ashes. They didn't kill Yitzchak in the end. It doesn't have no ashes. So I heard from Rav Horovitz that there is Yerushalmi, Talmud Yerushalmi, that is saying that Yitzchak Avinu wanted very much to be burned. So this is it. He created the ashes by that. The will is creating that it counts like that will was a real thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'd been burned over there. I told you in Shabbos, the ones that wasn't here in Shabbos, on that issue of the Akedah, I had a question. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing Abraham in something like that? Go slaughter your son. In all of, it's written that Hashem tested him. He just tested him. He didn't really wanted him to kill his son. It's obvious. He just tested him. Elohim gonna say to slaughter a man? But even to test him like that, I had a question. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, go slaughter your son? It's something that is against every logic. How Elohim is saying to slaughter a human being for him as a sacrifice? So the one that gives wisdom to the man, he let me understand that in the time of Avraham Avinu was that people were worshipping idols like that, that they were slaughtering their children. So there was a bad words on Am Yisrael. Look, the ones that worship idols, they love their idols more than your children believe in the Creator. And they are ready to slaughter their children. And your believers, your followers, they don't believe in you like that. So Hashem Yitbarach said, that test, because of that, to cancel that bad word. And he tested Abraham, he just tested him. He didn't really wanted him. Hashem didn't tell him really to kill him, he just tested him. It's not normal to say to someone to slaughter a human being. He just tested him. And even more so, by that actually he cancelled all of that kitrug. Because Abraham Avinu, it was his own son that came after so many tears and cries and prayers. It's not for some, like someone else that have 20 children, one kid less, it's one less on the table, it's easier for him. Go slaughter him with joy, with happiness he's slaughtering him. Less trouble. Every 2 weeks he's taking one. I don't have money to feed them. With love, with happiness. And also Yitzchak Avinu, he was 37. From his own will, he wanted to be slaughtered. a child that is 2 years, 3 years old, he doesn't know nothing on his life, you tie him, slaughtering him, it's a lot easier, so to speak. He could refuse Yitzchak Avinu. Why? Yitzchak Avinu could say to Avraham, you're old man, what are you, don't touch me, what are you doing? Well, he was 37, his father was... But they were two believers that they both believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. If this is the will of Hashem, even though that it's against logic, against right order, totally. They threw their wisdom totally. It was something that it was against wisdom, against goodwill. All right way. They threw away all of the wisdom and they done it because of their own will, even though that Abraham Avinu is going to stay with no child and Yitzchak will not going to get married. But they canceled bad thoughts on Am Yisrael from all of the generations. This is why it's canceling a lot of judgments. There is nothing that cancels judgments like that. Like mentioning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ashes of Yitzchak. Because really, every Jewish in his own real will, he wants to listen, to sacrifice himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now, when we talked about that will, everyone can understand that you can die on Kiddush Hashem if you want to, even without that it's going to happen physically. You're ready to die on Kiddush Hashem. Now we can understand that what the Chazal said, that when a man is thinking Kriyat Shema, he should think that he wants to sacrifice himself, to kill himself on Kiddush Hashem, to honor, to respect the name of Hashem Yitbarach. It's the will, and the will, it counts. Like that you, because you want it, so it's been accepted like you want it, like you made it. Every time that I see you, I'm trying to strengthen you. Even if you cannot do, look what you want. Even if you haven't succeeded, look what you want. This is how you're going to have the marriage to succeed. This is how you're always going to be happy. If you're going to look on your goodwill, you will never going to be broken. Don't look on your powers, what you achieved, what you haven't succeeded. Even when you succeed, it's Hashem done that. So why to fall to that imagination? One person, a righteous Jew, he met one person and he asked him, what are you doing? So he told him, I have a factory, I'm doing this. He finished, he told him, so, but what are you doing? So he said, maybe the rabbi didn't hear me. So he said again, I have a factory, I'm working. Third time he's asking, so what are you doing? So he realized something is wrong, maybe Arav. What Rav wants? So he told him, Rav, I don't understand what you're asking. So he said, you told me what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Parnasai, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. I ask what you are doing. You're learning Torah, you're praying. You told me what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. So I ask you again, what you are doing. You're telling me what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Tell me what you are doing. So this is why... Someone asked one of the righteous people, maybe the Beit Israel, he asked him, what are you doing? So he said, I make a book. So he told him, oh, you're making a book? He said, yes, I'm making a book. So he told him, which book you're doing? He's saying, it's written, Kol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavim. All of your actions have been written in a book. So I'm writing a book. All of my actions are writing a book. The Beit Israel, he met a Jew, and he asked him, how are you? What are you doing? So he told him, I'm making a book. He told him, yes, you're making a book. Oh, you're writing books? He told him, yes. Which book are you writing? All of your actions have been written in a book. So I'm trying to make that book that is written in heaven going to be a good book that will not going to disgrace me. Very strong.
Nice.
Very important, really, that all of the parents are going to come to fathers and sons in Shabbos, sitting and learning, and it's very good for every father to bring his children to the Beit Knesset in Shabbat, the four of Mincha, every father to do that. Someone here is writing, when we're saying that we're expecting to your salvation, that it's the will. Rav Shalom is saying, you're right, but in 18 it's too short. We need to pray every day only, to have a long tefillah on that, every day to pray. Is a saying, if someone is writing every day 10 thanks to make a notebook like that, to write the thanks, it's helping to remember them. We said to the Mefitzim, distribute people, that they can bless. So Rav Shalom said to the Avrechim that everyone that is doing Afatzai can bless. Don't worry, you can bless. And one of the Avrechim, he blessed a woman in the intersection that she's going to have children after a few years that she didn't have, and she received a baby boy. And Rav Shalom said that after it, something happens. They brought her sister or something also to bless her, and she's been nifkeda also. So Rav Shalom said, the one that is mezakeh Arabim, all of his prayers have been answered. It's very important, that issue, the kollel, without a bad eye, is very getting stronger. People are sitting and learning, and also that people are not talking so much during this darim. Needs also to strengthen a little bit learning in books of Holy Rabbeinu, that everyone can have a certain seder every day to sit and learn. Today at 7, everyone goes to the Kotel. 1 hour in Am Yisrael. Maybe we can do it like that. The people, we're not going to go twice. To be at 6 in the Kotel, to do 1 hour until 7. And from 7, to join the... At 6, please be in the Kotel, to do 1 hour in Am Yisrael. Go at 6, also the single guys at 6 to go. Everyone are equal to go today to be at 6 in the Kotel HaMaravi, 1 hour in Am Yisrael, 7 there is Mayrib, and then that Atzeret. Thank you.